place that serves a lot of families when they're sick or they're injured. It's our friends over there at Riverview Medical Center. We have joining us this morning, Jeff Leslie. And Jeff, you got your first look inside the secret warehouse here.
I did.
And you said you were very much impressed.
I'm still very impressed. Yes. it is
a
great.
Lot of toys.
This is a lot of toys. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. What is it about Toys for Happiness that Riverview Medical, which is already part of our community, really wanted to dive in and say, hey, this is something we want to throw our support behind as well?
Well, learning about what all this program does, and, you know, we're an independently owned practice, and so we try to keep attuned to what's going on in the community and really get on a personal level as we care for the patients, as the providers do that and things. And so when we heard what this is doing and how it's grown, we really wanted to jump in just to help out and to see how we can partner with things like this, because we see these families coming in our door. And so, as Dr. Leslie says, we treat the whole person, the providers do. So
I think that's so special. And it's interesting, too, because a lot of families, they don't want anybody to know what their situation of need might be. But when you go to a healthcare provider, that's when the truth comes out. So you
right.
have a very unique perspective
right.
in reaching our community at their most vulnerable.
That's right.
So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Jeff Leslie is with Riverview Medical Center, a big supporter of Toys for Happiness. And your practice, you guys are all about family and, again, about community, as we have said earlier along those lines. And you treat us. You see all of us with all of our ailments. Let's talk
bumps
real quick.
And bruises.
Yeah, let's talk this right. about the flu this season. We always stress the importance of getting a flu. Patty and I, we're not doctors. I know you're not
I'm not a doctor.
We just play one on radio and occasionally
right.
on TV.
Yes, we That's right. We play the part, but you're in there. You're in the on the front line. What is the flu season shaping up to be like here in our area?
Well, right now, I was talking to a couple of doctors before I got here, just to kind of see where we are. It's been trickling in, I guess, is a nice technical term. But I think last year, if my memory serves, it did the same thing. It started a little later
okay.
in the season. So I think there was one Monday, a couple last week. So it's not flooding us in right now in town, but it is in town.
So
it is in town.
We'll take
so,
that.
Right. I think it's slowly, hopefully not ramping up, but if it is going to ramp up, it's heading that way.
How do you tell the difference between the flu and just a cold? I mean, they're both viral, right?
Come in, get checked out, and see what your symptoms are, and treat the symptoms like Dr. Leslie will always say, and don't take anything for granted either, I think is what they would say.
And is to not earlier treatment better than
sure.
waiting and
sure.
just
absolutely.
Let's see what this develops
absolutely.
Into.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have help out with the LED sign out on the road out there. And a couple simple things is just obviously the vaccine, but to wash your hands, cover your cough, cover your sneeze, things like that. You'd be surprised how much we put our hands up to our face.
Yes.
I catch myself doing it a lot, and I tell my daughter to not do that, but I do it. So early the better, for sure.
So like sneeze into your elbow, is that what they teach them at school?
That's right. That's right. We're trying to teach my three-year-old that. It's a little rough, but his effort is noteworthy.
Well, what you learn in kindergarten really will stick with you for the rest of your life, and it can save your life. And we always hear when it comes time to get the flu shot, there are so many people that live by, every time I get the flu, I get the flu shot, and I do not get the flu shot. Once again, talk to those folks that are that do not get the flu shot for that reason, or just they always say, I just don't like needles, I just don't want to get a shot.
Well, I mean, I would say that I think there's some connotations or people get in the mindset of thinking that certain things are going to happen because they happened in the past, or they get it in their head that if I get a shot, I get it. Or the best thing to do is, if nothing else, call us. I mean, we are here to help and answer those kind of questions, or come in and we can sit down and talk with you. And but as far as getting a shot gives you the flu, That's not accurate.
So don't rely on Dr. Google for
all
of your
ailments. Well, you know, that's right. That's right. I think he's Mr. Google.
Mr. Google.
Yeah,
all right.
Mr.
Right.
Google.
But we're here to educate this kind of thing. It's a good question. But.
Well, you know, every year there's always the conversation of how effective was this year's flu shot, because there's a little bit of guesswork in predicting what the season is going to look like. How are we doing this year with effectiveness?
What I hear, again, it's not, we haven't had a lot yet.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything negative that it's
well,
not
good.
Effective. But I know what you mean. The CDC, they sometimes you get the idea that they throw a dartboard and you know,
but it's an educated guess.
It is yeah. Absolutely, and I don't want to be in charge of doing that.
But, right.
I get it every year, and my family gets it, so
the shot.
We hope that. Right.
Not
oh,
the flu.
Right. No. Right. Correct. Sure. That's right. We got to understand what we're talking about here. Exactly. The shot.
That is good clarification.
I'm a trained professional.
That is exactly right, and a doctor as well.
It comes in handy.
We have heard Jeff. Jeff again is with Riverview Medical Center and one of our Toys for Happiness sponsors. We have heard before that folks that are in the medical industry, they received a doctor's kit or something along those lines when they were a kid. Is there anything, a toy or memory that stands out to you that helped kind of shape your life's progression that that you might inspire other folks if they're thinking about doing Christmas shopping for kids?
That's a loaded question. And I thought about it a little bit. I did. And one thing that stuck out to me, I play guitar, and one year my dad gave me a mountain banjo kit. Hmm. And it's a banjo kit that you put together and you glue
it. It's not
it
a
and
comb.
It's a banjo. It is a banjo. Now, I'm not going to win a Grammy on this thing, you know, but it was the time. I mean, he and I put it together.
Very
so
special.
I think that what shaped me there, other than music, was that my wife and I especially, we try to give our kids and our family gifts and toys that you can share with them, and you can create memories, and you can create, you know, you can invest in the
right
person. So that was not just a piece of wood that we tried to glue together, but it was a memory-making thing. And
that's,
it helped
yeah
shape
some
my music. So, and he plays a bagpipes now, and my brother plays the mandolin, so we're all over the place.
Got a show.
Family
band. You got a traveling band.
Now, Patty and I can sing, so if you add us to your crew, we can sing.
Oh, sure. I harmonize very well. So it really, you know, my quality of performance is very contingent upon who I'm singing with.
And come to the clinic. We'll test it out in the lobby.
Okay. What we lack in talent, we make up for in personality.
There you go. That's
fantastic.
Right.
All right. We'll see the folks over there at Riverview Medical Center. Drop off a toy, a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Happiness. And Jeff Leslie and all the folks there at Riverview Medical Center, thank you so much for being part
of this
campaign.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for making sure that someone has something to open on Christmas morning. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.